You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Labour has announced a caucus reshuffle, including a new economic team. Barbara Edmonds has become the spokesperson for savings and investment, a new portfolio to supplement her expanded finance and economy one. The reshuffle also gave the Auckland portfolio to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone, as Labour has outlined its intention to focus on winning back Auckland in 2026. It comes after a blue wave swept the city in the 2023 election, unseating several Labour MPs in what were thought to be safe seats. Labour leader Chris Hipkins emphasised the importance of Auckland to the party, stating, "I know that Auckland's success will be New Zealand's success." The recent Taxpayers Union Courier poll saw Hipkins overtake National leader Christopher Luxon for preferred Prime Minister. The poll also put Labour up 2.8 points and would mean the centre-right bloc could not form government. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Leader and New Auckland spokesperson Carmel Cipollone about these topics. What was the reason for Labour's caucus reshuffle?
Really, it was time to have a refresh. We want to be the strongest team we possibly can going into the election next year. And so Chippy made some decisions, which I think were very good decisions, to move the deck chairs around, I guess, and to make sure that we're focused on people's strengths.
How do you plan to approach the Auckland portfolio? What will your priorities be?
I'm going to be absolutely focused on Auckland. It is my primary focus now with the reshuffle. I'm very mindful of what Chippy announced, you know, jobs, health and homes. Those three priorities for us as a political party are the three areas of concern for the whole country and also for Auckland. And so those will be the key areas that I choose to focus on, not taking away from the fact that there's also clearly issues with transport and cost of living being the two other areas that I think are very important for Auckland.
Are you confident that Labour can win back support in Auckland next election?
Yes, I am. I think there's already an appetite for change. Aucklanders are feeling disappointed with this current government. They certainly haven't lived up to their expectations.
Recent polling showed good news for Labour. How are you taking this poll?
The polls are always heartening when they're positive like this, particularly that given we've had a few that have been very positive. But we need to remain focused on the job at hand. Our job is to hold the government to account and to remain the steadfast, unified, formidable opposition that we have been up until this point, and to earn the trust of New Zealanders.
The poll also showed that the cost of living is still the most important issue for New Zealanders. What more should the government be doing in both the short and long term to ease this?
Well, they certainly shouldn't be taking the living wage away from the cleaners and security workers that work for the public sector. That's just simply mean-spirited. They need to be looking at how they can support New Zealanders with the cost of living. But everything that we've seen has been the complete opposite, and in fact, they have been making it worse.
Luxon has pointed to a potential deepening of trade relations with India as a step to improve the economy. Is this the right policy direction?
We certainly do not oppose that direction. They should be having those conversations, but it's not a silver bullet. There's a lot that needs to be done here in Aotearoa. Clearly there's already been a lack of prioritisation for New Zealanders and what they're feeling at the moment and the struggle that they're experiencing.
Health and access to primary care was another big issue for New Zealanders. Are Simeon Brown's health priorities going to address people's concerns?
I do not have any faith and confidence in Simeon Brown's direction or the things that he has said. Things have got worse under National with respect to accessing primary health care. Everyone's feeling it, and the lack of investment in health is the primary reason for that.
What would you do differently now in regards to health?
Well, we would have continued the investment that we were making. We certainly wouldn't be putting a hiring freeze on the hospitals and the health sector more generally, because that is putting pressure on those health workers that remain, and it's jeopardising or compromising the healthcare that New Zealanders can access.
That was Deputy Leader of the Labour Party, Carmel Cipollone, on Labour's caucus reshuffle and the Taxpayers Union Courier poll that put them in a strong position.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.